Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April the 18th, 2011. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly non-violent protest in Berlin Village, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, as local residents, along with Israeli and international supporters, marched against the illegal annexation wall and settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Resident Samir Bernat, 35, was shot in his shoulder and foot by rounds of the Tutu ammunition that were outlawed by the Israeli court in 2001, but which the army nevertheless continues to use. Residents Basil Mansour, 24, Mohammed Bernat, 22, were both injured by cartridge fragments of the illegal rounds, and Fadi al-Khatib, 15, was wounded in the hand. Prime Minister of the dissolved government in the Gaza Strip, Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, phoned on Friday the mother of slain Italian activist, Palestine Solidarity Movement member Vittorio Arrigoni, providing his sincere condolences and the condolences of the Palestinian people, and vowing to apprehend and prosecute the murderers. Two Palestinians admitted that they killed the settler family in the illegal settlement of Itamar last March, Israeli media sources reported on Sunday. The two were identified as Hakim Awad, 17, and Amjad Awad, 19, from the village of Awarta near Nablus city in the northern West Bank. Hakim and Amjad are now in Israeli detention, and Israel claims that they have confessed to the charges. The Marne news agency reported that the mother of Hakim said that her son was at home at the time the Itamar killing took place, and that he went to bed around 9:30, adding that he has had surgery that means that he is unable to walk long distances and needs to go to the restroom every hour. There is suspicion amongst many Palestinians that the two may have been tortured. Human rights activists in the Gaza Strip announced that they will be launching on Wednesday a boat tasked with accompanying Palestinian fishing boats to monitor and document the repeated Israeli naval attacks against them. As Israel prepares to mark the Jewish Pesach feast, the Israeli army placed the occupied West Bank under strict siege starting Sunday at midnight. Israel enforces this type of closure each year around Pesach and other major Jewish holidays. Such closures also restrict the freedom of movement of Palestinians within the occupied territories, as the army enforces further restrictions, especially on roads that are also used by Jewish settlers, and main roads linking different parts of the occupied territories. In related news, the Israeli army decided to close the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron this coming Wednesday and Thursday due to the Jewish Pesach. The Israeli police arrested on Sunday evening Sheikh Raed Salah, head of the northern branch of the Islamic movement in the 1948 territories. The Palestinian police in Gaza released pictures and names of three persons believed to be behind the murder of Italian peace activist Vittorio Arrigoni. The police stated that evidence against the suspect is solid. The Palestine Today newspaper reported that the three detained suspects are Mohammed al-Braizat, Bilal al-Omari, and Mahmoud al-Salfati. Al-Braizat, also known as Mohammed Hassan, is a Jordanian national. He is believed to have entered Gaza through a tunnel. A 16-year-old boy, who was in a school bus struck by a Palestinian shell on Thursday, April the 7th, died of his wounds on Sunday. He and a bus driver, who were the only people on the bus when it was hit, were both injured, the youth in his head and the driver with shrapnel in his leg. On Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers abducted six Palestinians in several parts of the occupied West Bank and took them to interrogation centres. The six Palestinians were detained after the army broke into their homes in Hebron, Bethlehem, Nablus and Ramallah. The army conducts daily invasions into the occupied territories, including areas that are nominally under the control of the Palestinian Authority. Agadea Prata, the mother of Vittorio Arrigoni, the Italian activist and journalist killed in Gaza on Friday, said that she will be sailing to Gaza on May with the Free Gaza Flotilla. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, David Steele.